Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up with ladies and gentlemen,
Desire and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Welcome to the Catch Up, Catch-Uppers. Hope your day's been good so far. If it's just starting, welcome to the new day.
If it's just ending, hope you had a nice day.
Yeah, if it's halfway through and you're really struggling to get over the hump of the day, then hope you get through it okay.
Kick up those feet, relax. We're going to ease you into your next half an hour of listening to our catch-up.
Did we just turn into Smooth FM?
Sounds like it.
Ease you in with our dulcet tones.
You reckon I could ever get on Smooth with my voice? G'day guys, how you going?
Yeah, you got a sexy voice.
Thanks, your words. I have been told that by some ladies around the GV before.
I'm just repeating what other people have said. I don't actually think that myself.
Yeah, that's not a lie. We've had listeners come up to us and go, my friends from work all think Josiah has a sexy voice. You're welcome, ladies.
Yeah, and then they realise they're actually listening to Triple J the whole time. it wasn't even us.
Believe me, those two voices are not sexy.
Oh, hey, in today's catch-up, we talk a lot about Game of Thrones. It's nerdy to be talking about Game of Thrones. It did wrap up yesterday, so we get the Goulburn Valley's biggest fan on, Paula.
Nerd.
She has, don't be rude to Paula, she's great.
Yeah, she's
met like all of the cast. She's crazy. In a good way. Also, catering disasters, I had an absolute mare over the weekend.
Hey, we spoke to my best mate Chad and your sister in the one show as well.
I know. I get so nervous when we have Chad on the show because he always says inappropriate things. Randomly.
And you weren't nervous at all about having your sister on the show?
Oh, well, I was because you hit on her from start to finish.
Well, she's the good looking one in your family, so why wouldn't
I?
You're really not.
All right, I just got to go murder Josiah quickly, Game of Thrones style, so we're going to do that. In the meantime, you enjoy this catch-up. Will there be one tomorrow? Probably not.
Your parents definitely got that one right.
Okay, all right, that's enough. Enjoy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
It is what everyone is talking about. The last ever episode of Game of Thrones aired last night. Finally, we can go to sleep at night. We don't have to worry after 8 years.
Not me, mate. Still got 3 episodes to watch. I'm dragging it out because I don't want it to be over.
Don't bother. It was overrated.
Oh.
Speaking of overrated,
yeah.
Game of Thrones finale that aired last night has overshadowed something so massive.
Yeah.
After 12 seasons and 279 episodes, you know last night was the last ever episode of The Big Bang Theory?
No, I did not know that.
Possibly the worst TV show of all time.
No, I love Big Bang Theory.
Of course you do, you nerd. It is the worst show I reckon I've ever seen in my life.
No, it was very clever. For the first like 5 seasons it was clever, then I lost interest.
Unless you're watching it for that blonde girl, there's no reason to watch that show at all.
I don't know,
whatsoever.
Sheldon's pretty hot.
So Game of Thrones completely overshadowed the finale of The Big Bang Theory, the poor guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't the only thing that was overshadowed yesterday.
Hmm.
It was my best friend Chad's birthday, Ellie, and so I thought I'd get the poor guy on now. Chad, good morning and happy birthday.
Thanks, J-Man.
Are we the first people to have said that to you? Because yesterday everyone was so Game of Thrones focused.
Pretty much.
Aww.
Now, Chad, you told me on the phone last night you weren't too happy. Your birthday was overshadowed just like the Big Bang Theory. What happened?
So my girlfriend's a massive Game of Thrones fan. That's all she talks about.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my birthday yesterday, and instead of her taking me out to dinner, she said that she's going to take me out tonight so that she could stay home and watch the game.
So wait, today's technically your birthday in her eyes instead of yesterday?
Well, I guess she could say that, yeah.
Oh, Chad, that's not fair at all. Did you care about Game of Thrones at all? Were you interested in watching it?
I'm still on season 1 episode.
So you're actively avoiding the season finale. You don't want to know what happens.
Well, now I've got more of a reason to avoid it now.
Yeah. What about The Big Bang Theory, Chad? Do you like that show?
I'll give you a big bang.
Oh, of course you will. You're my best mate.
Oh, God.
Chad.
I always get nervous when we have Chad on this show, and there's a good reason for it.
Well, happy second birthday for today, Chad. Miss you, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Lots of love.
God, he worries me.
We do want to talk about that, though. This, though, overshadowing. Did the Game of Thrones finale last night ruin something for you?
Yeah.
Was it your birthday like Chad? Was it the Big Bang finale? What was it?
Yeah, did you just want to have date night with your partner? And they were like, nah, sorry. Or did you have to stay up super late watching it?
Yes.
So many things that it could have ruined. Let's go to Sarah from Tat. Sarah, did you have something yesterday that Game of Thrones ruined?
I've got a little rabbit and it was his first birthday yesterday, so we didn't end up celebrating.
Come on.
Okay, were you going to celebrate?
Yes.
Okay, what were you going to do for the rabbit?
Well, we had a little like rabbit cake made out of like parsley. Like there was all some parsley. And we were going to do like a little bit of a party for him because he's our baby, basically. He's our third baby. But yeah, after we watched the episode, we just didn't feel like celebrating at all.
So you're saying that Game of Thrones is more important than your own baby?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sarah.
Do you know what? I feel like if I had the option between attending a rabbit birthday party or a Game of Thrones birthday party, I mean, a finale party, I'd probably choose Game of Thrones.
Really? I think I'd pick the rabbits. Game of Thrones overrated the finale, wasn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, just the whole thing was just a shambles. Terrible night.
Do you know what the best part is, though? I feel like if you do the birthday for the rabbit today, they're not going to know. You know? You'll get away with it.
Probably won't know.
All right. Thanks for your call, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
What an interesting existence to live, to have rabbit parties on a Monday night. You know, I've just never experienced that.
Well, you don't get many of them because most often or not, they end up getting myxomatosis in the end anyway.
You and your myxomatosis. You've said the word myxomatosis on this show way more than is ever necessary.
Because rabbits get brought up way too much on this show and they all end up dying of myxomatosis anyway.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Josiah, you know how you and I always talk about how we want to be rich?
One day, just keep doing what we're doing, I guess.
Yeah, it still hasn't happened for us. No. But I figured out a way that we can become rich. And in fact, let's blame our parents that we're not rich because a study's been released saying that the richest names you can call your baby are John and Mary. At the moment, the list of the most billionaires in the world are named John and Mary.
Hang on.
Does that make sense?
Well, it does because it explains my family tree. There's not one John, not one Mary.
Well, there you go. That's why you're so povo.
Couldn't be further from or more closer to the truth, to be honest.
My dad's name's John.
Oh, that's a given.
But he's not a millionaire.
No, he's a judge.
Yeah, but this doesn't mean you're a millionaire.
Your private school is one of the most exclusive in the country.
It was not. I was actually in one of the more povo private schools.
Hang on. Didn't your brothers play in the lacrosse team?
Yes.
You're not doing yourself any favours.
Because I couldn't afford to play footy. Couldn't afford a Sharon, okay?
You reckon lacrosse is cheaper than playing footy? I don't think so.
Anyway, this is all irrelevant because then at the bottom of this article it says, name trends suggest future billionaires are likely to be called Oliver or Olivia. What stuck out to me about this, not only is my dad's name John, but my little sister, her name is Olivia.
Oh, yeah. I rest my case.
So, if she's going to be a future billionaire, I'm going to give her a call and ask her for some money.
Well, I always make jokes about your sister and hitting on her all the time because she's a very pretty girl. She's the shining light in your family.
Okay, calm down.
But now, if she's going to be a future billionaire, I have every reason to hit on her.
All right, well, let's give her a call and see if she'll give me some money. Hi, Liv. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. I just have a quick little question for you.
Yeah.
Can I have some money?
Why?
Because I heard you've got heaps.
If you're really desperate, yes.
Yes! Okay, so if you're going to be a billionaire, what percentage of your billions can I have as your older and wiser and dutiful sister?
You know, we've talked about this at work.
Oh, have you?
If you won the lotto, what would you do with it?
Oh, yeah. What would you do?
I think nobody needs that much money, so you just give it to everyone you need to.
So how much do I get?
How much do I have?
A billion.
I give you a couple million.
Hey, Liv, you got any spare millions for your future husband over here?
Not for you, Josiah.
Oh, hang on a second. I thought we were in love. What are you talking about, Liv?
No, you're not in love.
First time hearing of it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
It's the first time for everything, isn't there?
Liv obviously doesn't listen to our show because you talk about her a lot.
Oh, hey, Liv, I know when you private messaged me, you talk about wanting my money, but now that you're going to be a billionaire, I reckon we should reverse. I'm a reverse gold digger. I think I love you.
Oh, my God. I don't even follow you on Instagram.
Hey!
Well, you know what? It took 4 years for me to follow your sister. I'm going to send you a friend request right now. No. I've only met you once and it was a year ago. I love you too.
All right, Liv. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Okay, and I can't wait to have some money.
Okay, me neither.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We've spoken about a bit this morning because it's all anyone's talking about. You go on the news websites and there are 20 million articles devoted to Game of Thrones.
Still the number one trending thing around the world and in Australia on Twitter right now as well.
Yeah. Now, I've said before on this show, I watch Game of Thrones with my boyfriend. We're doing long distance. He's in Perth. So what we do is we link up our laptops and we watch it at the same time together. Except it's hard to coordinate times to watch it. So as a result, I've only seen the first three episodes of this season. Haven't had time to watch the last three.
Your life is so sad.
I know. Shut up.
Like, I want to cry for you.
I know. So what I like to do on this show is speculate as to what happened because I don't know. I can't possibly spoil this for you because I haven't seen it.
Well, I did watch it. Had a little date with my roomie Morgan last night. We sat on the couch and watched it, so I won't say if you come close to the truth.
Okay.
Be very careful, though,
yep,
because you may give it away for people who don't want to know.
Okay. All right. Well, I reckon I'm pretty on the money here, so get ready to turn down your radios, guys. I've mentioned before when I've speculated about plot lines that a lot of the characters have a change of career. Like I said, John was going to quit being like a killer to become John's mowing. Or I said Khaleesi was going to open a Starbucks, you know, just give up being queen. What about this one? Bran, he decides he's not keen to like.
Wait, he's the dude in the wheelchair.
Yep. He decides that he's not keen anymore, and he starts his own cereal company, and that's why we have all Bran to this day. Or alternatively, Sultana Bran.
Did you give away the ending just
then? I don't know. Did I? You've seen it, not me.
No, I did see it. Do you want to actually know what happens?
No.
No, I'm going to tell you.
No, I don't. People get really mad. Trust me.
No, I'll tell you what happens.
What?
Scott Morrison got voted in.
No, we knew that. We found that out on Saturday. Okay, all right. Well, if that's not accurate, let me try another one. What about they all go to, like, kill everyone in King's Landing, right? Cersei is. But then bird flu breaks out, and so everyone dies. And then all of a sudden, because everyone's dead in King's Landing, some of the dudes who are in the forest, they come back and they win. And one of those dudes... I don't care. Is Ed Sheeran. Remember he was in an earlier episode?
He was in last year's series.
Yeah. Everyone's dead in King's Landing and he's like, yo, dudes, I'm going to be king now. No? Accurate?
It would make the show almost more cheesy than it already is if Ed Sheeran ended up coming out. And
I'd love it though. He's my boy.
I mean, it'd make it a top 40 hit, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Go straight to the top of the charts.
Nah, I'll tell you what. Actually, do you want to really know who ended up on the Iron Throne? Do you want to know who's now the real leader of the Seven Kingdoms?
No, I just want to guess it. I don't want you to tell me because then that's cheating.
Nah, I want to give it away for everyone because I don't give a stuff this morning.
No, stop it. Don't. I'm going to bring down your mic.
The person that ends up being the leader of the Seven Kingdoms and sitting on the Iron Throne in the last ever episode of Game of Thrones last night.
Don't ruin it. Don't do this.
It was young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon. No, do you know who it is? It's Sam from Married at First Sight, and then Cyrell pops up.
The world doesn't revolve around you, so you ain't King Dingaling.
You ain't King Dingaling, Sam.
Oh,
you ain't the King of Westeros.
You know what? If that happened, it'd be better than the actual ending. I'll tell you that much. It was terrible.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Jay, I went camping over the weekend.
Look at you go, a little private schoolgirl going camping. What was it like from the far, far place of a hotel room?
Look, it was different to a hotel room, that's for sure. Went down to Ned's Gully, which is near Eildon, with a few friends. And all in all, it was a great success. I had a wonderful time. I probably wouldn't want to do more than one night. That was definitely enough for me.
So what did you do? Did you squat and wipe yourself with leaves or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually did. I know. Some people, though, had squatted and wiped themselves with toilet paper and left the toilet paper. I know, disgusting. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about.
Camping, I know I pay you out for it, but camping, not for me at all.
Well, we had a bunch of friends come with us, and before we left, we'd each been allocated a meal to bring because we were there. We needed lunch, a dinner, and a breakfast, and I got allocated breakfast. So the trip came around, and I thought, okay, I know I'm going to have a campfire, and I want to get creative. I want to really get to my roots, my girl guide roots. I'm going to make some damper.
Oh.
Don't. Why did you make that sound?
When's the last time you made damper? Isn't it just flour and water?
Yeah, pretty much. I made it when I was a girl guide, when I was like 10 years old, and I have not made it since. So I went to taste.com, found a recipe, made up the mixture before I left, put it in a bit of glad wrap and took it with me. So the day came, we had the lunch, which my friend Zoe prepared. Great, delicious. Ham and salad rolls, great. Then we had dinner. A beautiful vegan risotto was prepared by my other friend. And so the food had been a great success. Then the next morning rolls around and it's my turn to step up to the plate, quite literally, and provide breakfast for everyone.
Damper.
And so just in case the damper didn't work, I had brought a packet of bread with me. except I'd left the bread out overnight, and overnight something had gotten into it, some animal. I'm not good at camping.
Hang on, you have to put your food away. You're not killed at life. Because think about it. You got beautiful ham and cheese sandwiches the day before.
Yeah.
A vegan risotto for dinner.
Yeah.
All fancy meals. And you'd rock up with flour and water.
No, I also had bacon and eggs as well.
Oh, come on.
To soften the blow.
No, you didn't.
I did. Except wait for it. So the bread gets broken into. So that's out of action. We can't have that bread. So there's no backup bread. So the pressure instantly gets intensified on my damper. So I separate it into four little packages, wrap it in alfoil, and chuck it on the coals of the fire. I got up early so the fire was nice and hot for everyone when they woke up, and put it in the coals of the fire. What I didn't check on taste.com was how long you're supposed to leave damper in the coals of a fire for, and I had zero reception, so I couldn't look up this recipe again.
Screenshot. You got to think ahead,
yeah,
Ellie.
Okay, I thought ahead enough to make the damper. Anyway, so about 15 minutes goes by and I get my tongs out and I prod it just to see what it's looking like, and realize it's feeling pretty hard. So I get the tongs, pull it out, open it up. It is charcoal black.
Oh. How long were you meant to leave it in for?
I don't know, like 5 minutes probably.
And how long was it in
there?
It
was on hot coals.
15, 20?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and these are relatively new friends that I went away with. And so they were kind of being a bit too polite to say anything. So they're all sitting there. They pull apart their damper and they're just eating the dough from the inside with like fake smiles. And I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry. It's my bad. And they're like, no, it's fine. It's delicious. It was not delicious.
I don't reckon they'll be your friends for too much longer if you keep rocking up with stuff like that. And what were you meant to put the bacon and eggs inside the damper? Like, what were you meant to do?
I don't know. I just thought the damper would be the bread and then you can have it on top. But then our little camping stove ran out of gas, so we couldn't cook the bacon or eggs. So we had to cook them on the fire too, and they tasted horrific. One of the girls was a vegan as well, so she didn't eat them. So all she had was the damper.
This is why, Ellie, you stay at a hotel with all-you-can-eat buffet the next morning and don't go camping.
I just wanted to experiment, but has this happened to you, Goulburn Valley? 13, 12, 16. If you had a catering disaster, you tried to do the right thing and create something delicious for everyone and they just were not having a bar of it. Let's go to James from Eurola. James, has this happened to you, bud?
It was my friend, actually. She was a musician at a wedding, and basically the day she was performing, she had her wedding booked for there as well in about 3 weeks afterwards. And so she was performing and there was meant to be a marquee that was permanently at the venue, but the venue hadn't been looking after it. So the company took it back and didn't warn the people who were holding the wedding. So they rocked up, they expected shelter. There was no shelter and it pissed down raining, ruining the entire experience for the wedding. And my friend, was then in a huge panic because she saw that happening for her wedding as well in a few weeks' time.
Oh, no. So what did she do? Did she go through with the wedding in the few weeks' time?
She got her full refund and managed to find somewhere else because they'd misadvertised their venue.
If you were a bride, how devastated would you be?
Yeah, that is unwanted stress so close to your big day for show.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, the Queen of England, she's in the studio, Queen Elizabeth. She sits over my left shoulder every day to make sure we don't talk smut.
Mm-hmm.
And by over my shoulder, I say there's a poster in the studio here, but she's done something which I'm going to bring up. So, Lizzie, please don't stop the show, okay? She can't talk.
No. She's frozen in forever in time.
She's got her own servant. It's come out and been revealed to break in her shoes for her to avoid blisters for the Queen. I don't know if I think this is genius or if she's an absolute snob.
I mean, I think it's a given that the Queen's a bit of a snob. Let's face it, she's the Queen. You know, like, look at the way she waves.
She's like the ultimate private school kid, isn't she?
Yeah, the ultimate private school kid.
So there's one person, it's their full-time job because she wears that many different shoes on every occasion she leaves the house, so that when she slips her feet into those shoes, that they're good to go so she doesn't get any blisters. Is this a thing? I don't know if this would work because I thought it's up to your feet to adjust to the shoe, not the shoe to adjust to your feet.
Well, the leather in your shoe is often quite stiff when you first get it. And so you have to, the more you wear it, the softer the leather gets. So in that respect, no, it's the shoe that needs softening.
Interesting. I've never thought about that.
But to have someone else do it is the height of snobbery.
Well, you're basically forcing someone else to get blisters then, so your feet don't.
And also, isn't that a bit unhygienic, sharing shoes?
That's the other thing, because wouldn't you be wearing socks anyway?
Yeah.
Unless they're like really thick socks.
Imagine. Yeah, but what about if she's got a pair of ballet flats? You know, like.
Well, you'd think that the person, or there would be a lot of heels where she doesn't wear socks.
Yeah.
And you'd think her little servant, or I'm going to say slave, because this is basically slavery.
Yeah.
You think that they have disgusting feet, because if you're willing to be a slave for the queen, you're not going to be the most hygienic person in the world.
Do you think that's their only job?
Yeah.
So, they go out to dinner. Oh, no, they fill out their departure card at the airport, and you have to put the occupation. And it's what is it? Blister getter for the queen.
Yep, slave. Shoe slave wearer for the queen.
Where does the queen get her shoes from?
That's a good question. Jimmy Choo's. She's got a couple of them.
Okay, so she's not just walking into Betts and trying on some, you know.
No, she's not.
Sandals and then walking out.
Queen's not putting on a pair of Dunlop Volleys and just rolling around and going, Jeeves, can you wear these so I don't get any blisters?
You know what I hear that Queen loves? Etnies.
Does she?
Loves them. Rolls around them every day.
There's a throwback to the 90s. Dunlop Volleys and Etnies in the same break. No, but if you had a job that you could offload, say you're the queen, for example.
Yeah.
That you, if I, here's a slave for the day,
mm-hmm.
What would you get them to do for you?
Oh, it'd be a toss up between my weeding and my mopping. I hate those two jobs.
I'm on board with the weeding. There's nothing worse. I guess that's what a gardener's for, though.
Well, that's what my neighbour Marcus is for, because he did all our weeding for us one day. Shout out to you this morning, Marcus.
You're calling Marcus your slave?
Oh, if he wants to be. Oh. If he's happy to do my weeding, then I gave him a 6-pack of beer. So that's technically payment, right?
I tell you what, if you could offload any job, what would it be? 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. I tell you what, everything we do in this job,
yeah.
If there was someone else to do our dirty work for us, I would pay so much money.
Yeah, of course. We need a PA big time. Do you want someone to blow your nose for you, wipe your bum for you, do your weeding? We want to hear 13, 12, 16.
Wiping your bum.
Yeah.
Sold. If there was someone that put their hand out and I just had to bend over and they just did it all for me, done.
Gross. I just had a thought of another chore that I'd like to offload. Chopping pumpkin. If I could hire someone to chop my pumpkin for me, that'd be great. Don't you hate it? You got a big pumpkin and you got to cut off all the skin and then it's like really thick to cut through.
Nah, just you do cook it with the skin. It's better for you.
No, but what if I'm doing it in a chicken curry?
Just let the skin melt off and peel it afterwards. I'm such a boy. I hate chopping anything.
Oh, it kills me.
Chicken and chips every night for me.
But that is what we're talking about this morning on 13, 12, 16. What chore would you offload if you could? We've had a message from Anna in Echuca. She said 1,000% it would have to be getting hair out of the drain.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Oh,
being a male with long hair, I can relate.
Being a female from a house of females with long hair, trust me, I can relate too. Let's go to Justin from Echuca. Justin, what about you? What chore would you offload?
It'd have to be hanging out washing.
Oh, yes. You and me both, Justin. Isn't it it's so time consuming as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it just takes up a lot of your day. Plus, we are always short of pegs. never have enough pegs.
Do you know what? I don't even use pegs. I don't even bother. I just let it drape and hope for the best.
But that takes way longer to dry.
Justin, that's what your mum's for, I reckon. Your washing or your missus?
Whoa, you did not bring the missus into this, did you?
I mean, I hunt and gather. She likes to hang up the washing. It's everyone's happy at the end of the day, aren't they?
You hunt and gather.
I'll let you try to tell my missus that.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what, Justin? I like the sound of you. Thanks for your call, bud.
Thanks, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We like to kick off a Tuesday show by increasing your productivity because we all know that Tuesday is the most productive day of the week. And when I say we all know, some scientists who conducted a study years and years and years ago determined Tuesday as your most productive day.
Still yet to see that survey, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I literally read it in passing like 4 years ago and I've stuck with that stat ever since. I think it makes sense though. It should be the most productive day of the week, you know?
Because it's the most boring day of the week.
Yeah, pretty much. You're so far away from the weekend that you've got to start actually doing stuff before you make weekend
And
plans.
You're still recovering from the weekend as well, am I right?
Yeah. If you had a weekend that was as big as mine. All right, so I like to give you tips to increase your productivity and you like to tear them down each week. Let's see how I go this week. Productive thought number one, always have a fire going in your house. Mm. Burn your rubbish and that way it makes bin day a lot easier.
Productive.
It's a bit personal when I have a story about my family who moved to Adelaide and they got run out of town by the police because that's how they used to get rid of rubbish in Albania. And when they did that in the street, the police got called.
Really?
Because my grandparents set a fire on all the rubbish in their street out the front.
Good. I mean, think of pizza boxes. You know how hard it is to fit a pizza box in a bin? Imagine if you just had a fire going, boom.
Well, my grandparents have been doing this for many years, so.
#Albania. All right, next one. You know, egg timers? that you get in games that you spin over. Let's just make them extinct.
Productive thought.
Never. Why should you ever use an egg timer? If you've got a digital, you've got a phone, you've got a digital watch, you've got even a normal watch, there is no need for an egg timer.
Yeah, but it's very satisfying to watch.
No.
That last little bit of sand just trickles down the little part in the middle there.
No, it's very stressful because often you're playing a board game and then it's like, oh God, I'm running out of time to get my answer and articulate.
What if you're doing push-ups though and you're just waiting for it to finish?
No. If anyone has ever done push-ups with an egg timer, I want to know about it.
I do it daily. What are you talking about?
Productive thought number three. I really like this one. Have gloves with pockets in them.
Productive thought.
Am I right? Like you need a chewy? Oh, just get it out of your glove pocket. Oh, my hands are so toasty warm. But I also am being productive by carrying stuff on my hands.
So the pockets on the outside of the glove?
Yeah, or the inside.
I can see the practicality of it. You still have to take one glove off though to get it. Otherwise, it might be a bit hard. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't think that through. Now, how about the finger glove pockets can be skin tight? And finally, this one's a bit of a stretch. With your vitamins, you know, your vitamin C or your vitamin D or whatever vitamin you need, freeze it in an ice block, put it in your water, and that way you're ingesting your vitamins with your water.
Productive thought.
I reckon my mum did that for us as a kid with vitamin C tablets.
See, your mum productive.
Delicious as well.
Delicious.
How good's vitamin C? Could live off those tablets.
Excuse me, out of four, what did I just get?
Half a point.
Oh, stop it!
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday it came to an end, finally, after like 8 years.
Thank goodness for that. It's the biggest thing that everyone's talking about today. Game of Thrones.
Mm.
I like the show. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's not amazing.
Yeah. That's a bit heavy.
It's not the best
series. The person we're about to speak to is not going to agree with that sentiment.
I know that. It's not the best series of all time. It's okay, though.
Yeah, well, it has wrapped up for good. And we thought earlier in the season we spoke to someone named Paula from Talamba who proclaims to be the Goulburn Valley's biggest Game of Thrones fan. So we thought let's get her on to give us a spoiler-free recap. So it doesn't matter if you haven't seen it. She won't give any spoilers away. Let's get her on now to have a chat. Morning, Paula.
Morning.
Now, just tell us how deep your obsession with Game of Thrones lies.
It's pretty deep. It's pretty deep. It's Mariana Trench deep.
Okay, so how many of the characters in real life have you actually gone and met?
I've met 17 cast members so far, and I've probably had dinner with around about 8 of them.
Unbelievable.
So how much money do you think you would have spent all up travelling around the country to see these people?
Oh, I've never added it up, and I think I'd be scared if I did.
Would it be a house deposit, Paula?
Yeah, probably.
That is commitment, and I like it. So obviously the series did wrap up yesterday. How are you feeling? Have you watched the season finale yet?
I did watch the season finale last night, yes.
Deep breath,
tears.
Paula.
Tears. There were tears. There were tears. Yes,
really?
Were
tears. Tears about it ending or about the content of the season finale? Now, I haven't seen it, so don't give anything away. But
no,
was it more content
no spoilers.
Related?
No, look, it was both. It was both. I think when you love a show as much, you invest yourself in the characters. And, yeah, look, I mean, some endings were sad. Some endings were probably meant to be. Some endings were almost happy in a way. So, yeah,
Paula,
a lot of both.
I like that.
A lot of Australia very, very upset and around the world as well. The consensus is that there was a terrible ending. How do you feel as a diehard Game of Thrones fan?
Oh, look, I didn't mind the wrap-up. And my son just said to me this morning, oh, could it have been better? And I said, yes, I guess it could have in a way. But, like, I'm not sure how it could have been better. So, yeah, I can't say too much.
I know.
You're doing a wonderful job. You haven't given anything away to me yet, so that's good.
I want to say with you.
Dare give a spoiler.
I want to say with you, Paula, what could be better, but we can't because Ellie here is like 3 weeks behind.
Well, yeah, me and a lot of other people in the Goulburn Valley. People had busy Mondays yesterday. Not everyone's
Absolutely.
Seen it. Did you have a party or anything yesterday to celebrate, or did you prefer to watch it by yourself in darkness with no distractions?
No, no, definitely darkness with not too much chatter. Yeah, look, I think I would like to have had a party, but then I might have missed something.
True. Exactly.
If one of your kids interrupts during an important scene, do you get really angry?
Oh, there's no way known I'd have my kids up while I'm watching. Yeah,
that is Paula time, Josiah. It is Paula time.
No, my kids are 15 and 12, and I want to just keep them away from it for a bit longer. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Well, it's been a very comprehensive yet vague rundown. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and giving us your thoughts, Paula.
No worries.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.